This is a mistake. This is a terrible mistake. I'm going to be left sitting here at this table like a god knows what. I should have brought a book with me and pretended to read it. But then I'd have to wear my reading glasses, which even Barbara says makes me look like a raccoon. God, if he walked in and saw me like that, he'd be back out the door, running. As if he's going to come anyway. And why did he have to suggest the Gresham Hotel? And at 4 o'clock for afternoon tea? Where anyone can walk in from O'Connell Street and see me sitting here with this stupid smile on my stupid face.
Excuse me, are you ready to order yet?
What? Oh, no. Not just yet, thank you. I'm still waiting for my friend.
But you are for afternoon tea, aren't you?
Afternoon tea, yes.
It's just that we finish serving afternoon tea at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes, but...
And that's in just 20 minutes.
Oh, is it? Oh, thank you very much.
So when you're ready, just let me know.
Oh, I will. My friend should be...
Grant. Your bill, sir. Certainly, get that for you now.
So embarrassing. I'll just wait till it's 5:45 and then I'll quietly go. Barbara can follow me out. God, just look at her. I told her to just sit at her table and not notice me, and there she is with her afternoon tea, staring at me like a madwoman. Just go and eat your cakes and ignore me. And why did she have to come anyway? What did she think I was going to do? Run off with him? I know, it's her all over, wanting to see everything firsthand. What is she doing now? Pointing at her watch? I know what time it is. Oh, merciful God, she's getting up to come over. The one thing I told her not to do. Supposing he walks in now. Stay where you are. Eat your sandwiches and cakes. God, the look on her face.
Greta, I'm sorry. I know you said don't come over.
Yes,
to...
or even look at me.
Yes, I know, I know. But afternoon tea only goes on until...
6 o'clock, I know.
Okay, so I was wondering if you want me to sneak you over one of my cakes or a cucumber sandwich or...
No. No, I don't want a cake or a cucumber sandwich. And what if the waitress sees you dishing out food?
She won't.
And what if Jerry... And what if Jerry does come just as you're doing that and sees you with me?
But you don't really still think he'll come, do you?
Barbara, why else am I sitting here?
I know that, but honestly now, Greta, and remember I said this when you first told me about him.
Don't sit down.
Just for a minute.
But your table is off over there.
And I didn't want to say anything at the time. But Greta, that was all 10 years ago. And it was in the dead of night and you could hardly see each other. And you were both soaking wet and starving. And you knew nothing about each other. And you still don't.
Barbara, is this what you came over to tell me?
No, but I think you should order something, eat something. Because I honestly don't think he'll be.
And I honestly do think he will. And now the waitress is looking over at us and probably wondering why...
All right, I'm going. But there's only 15 minutes left before 6 and you've been here since before 4.
I know, I know. Now please, just go and don't be looking over at me.
All right, but if I were you, I'd either order something or go. That's all I'm saying. I'll be at my table.
Good. Jealousy, that's what it is. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe she's right. Maybe I'm being stupid to even...
Excuse me, ready to order yet?
No, I'll just wait a little longer.
Or would you prefer to sit over with that lady and I'll be happy to bring you...
No, I'm grand here. I'm actually grand here, thanks.
Very well, but just over 5 minutes left for afternoon tea. Yes, bye, and thank you very much.
5 minutes. Right. Well, I think that's that. To be expected, I suppose. Barbara is right. It was 10 years ago. I'm stupid. Why did I think he'd even remember me 10 minutes after we said goodbye that morning? A goodbye with no kisses, just a handshake. And then that sudden impulsive hug. And I think that I started that, not him. Although no, it was him who started it. Yes. And then he clearly forgot the whole thing as soon as my bus to Dublin moved off. Although no, that's not true either. He did remember to do what he said he'd do. And that little reminder he put in the Evening Herald the next evening. God, that was gas. If Barbara knew I still had that piece of paper, carefully cut out and kept safely in my Pride and Prejudice, God, she'd laugh in my face. But what he said in the Evening Herald was so touching, and so like what he said to me as we sat together that first night in the cold by the lake, swapping our secrets. And I can still hear his voice.
Well, I'm still searching, Greta, but one thing is certain. I found you.
And what did I say when he said that? I don't think I said anything, but I do remember how he looked at me, and then that little laugh, and then the silence, and then his words.
Let's see what happens. Let's just see what life holds for us.
And that stopped me dead. Had he forgotten that I had already told him what life held for me? All through the night I'd been telling him all about that. Telling him things I'd tell no one. Was he not listening? Or just not believing? Or maybe he didn't care. But at the beginning he certainly did care. From the moment he appeared out of the darkness that night, huddled in his great coat and woolly hat, looking at me huddled by the lake, wet, cold and starving, and those amazing first words.
Hi there. Hope I'm not disturbing you. But I know you must be hungry, so I just want to say that I happen to have a turkey sandwich here with me on thick buttered bread. Or, if you prefer, I have a lovely slice of lemon drizzle cake or a packet of Bourbon biscuits. Which would you like first?
And I, like an idiot, said, do you really have all that food there with you? And the way he laughed. And then I laughed, trying to make excuses for being so stupid. You can't fool me. You're joking, of course. I know you don't have any of that food here.
No, no, admit it. You really thought I did.
Why would I think that? This is Loch Derg, a place of pilgrimage and starvation.
Turkey sandwiches on Loch Derg.
This is a place of repentance where we don't eat anything at all. Well, just hard toast and...
lemon drizzle cake and Bourbon biscuits.
Oh, no, that's not fair. I haven't eaten or slept for nearly 14 hours, and you're taking advantage of me. You are.
You're right, sorry. I shouldn't do that. But it was good. I'm Jerry, by the way. That's Jerry with a J.
It was a cruel thing to do, Jerry with a J. I'm Greta. Greta with a G.
Nice to meet you, Greta. And apologies again for...
It's okay. It was funny. What was it about him? And how he sat beside me, just the two of us, away from all the praying crowds, in the dark. And the way I could see him in the dark. His eyes. How they looked so directly at me. The way he rubbed his hands together, blew into them and then pushed them under the armpits of his marine reefer jacket. He could have been 18 the way he did that. But his thoughts, how he spoke, how he listened, seemed to say that he was probably twice that age. And he was, and more.
You don't look 40.
Wait till the moon comes out and shows up my wrinkles.
No.
Well, after this fasting and penance here, I feel a lot more than 40. But look at you. You can't be over 20.
Well, wait till the moon.
No, no, I saw you yesterday too, praying at the stations. In that few minutes of sunshine that suddenly appeared out of nowhere.
Have you been watching me?
Greta, there's a big difference between seeing and watching.
Well, I didn't see you.
You probably did, but you don't remember.
No, I...
You dropped your folded umbrella, and I handed it back to you.
Oh, yes. Was that you?
I had my hat off then, like this. Do you recognise me now?
Sorry, it's still too dark to... And you'll get your death of cold if you don't...
All right, hat on again, so... And it doesn't matter that you don't.
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You were, as I remember, very devoutly saying your prayers at the time.
So you were watching me.
Well, just for a moment. Why else would I choose you now to share my turkey sandwich?
Except that you don't have a turkey sandwich.
That's true. The invisible sandwich.
Exactly. And I'm far from 20. I'm 25.
Oh, I wasn't really asking.
And I'm getting married in 6 months' time. Why on earth did I blurt that out? And just like that. And it was just like that. As if I'd known him for most of my life. And weird. As if I felt that he already knew what I was telling him. So nothing was strange to him. Nothing was a secret. Nothing was a surprise. And it wasn't.
Getting married. Well, that does not surprise me. No, not at all.
Really?
Of course. You're young. You're nice. A little lost, maybe. You're very attractive. You are trusting. And you're here. I think many girls come here before marriage.
Well, some do. Probably in hope.
Hoping for?
Well, maybe hoping that what they're doing is the right thing and that it will turn out well.
Well, how do you feel about it? The marriage and all?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do. I've known him, Declan, nearly 6 years. He's kind and gentle, a bit serious, a teacher, and a poet.
A poet?
The sensitive kind of poet, not the unwashed, angry kind.
Well, of course.
And he loves me.
Why would he not? And you trust him?
Trust him? Of course. Why wouldn't I trust him?
Exactly. You are a very trusting person, Greta Withergee, but don't allow people to take advantage of you, and you'll be all right. I don't just mean Declan, I mean anyone. It's a hard world out there.
I know it is. And people don't take advantage of me. Never. He didn't answer that, but hawed on his hands again and looked into the darkness across the lake, leaving me annoyed that already he seemed to know me so well. Or was I so obvious that by just talking to me in the dark he knew all about me? And for God's sake, was I always so obvious to everyone? In that moment, I could almost overhear my mother telling my granny that I didn't really have a dram of sense, and laughing, saying, if we had a goose, she wouldn't say boo to it. My dad, being so much nicer, but saying the same thing. Like that day when Sadie MacDonald pushed me off the school wall.
All I'm saying, Greta, is of course it's lovely to be friendly and nice to everyone in school and everywhere else. But sometimes we also have to stand up to people, to talk back, to defend ourselves against people who take advantage of us. Otherwise, nobody will take us seriously or respect us. We can't be a mouse all our lives, Greta. Sometimes we have to be a mouse that can sometimes roar.
Yes, a mouse. And that was me, all right. And everyone always knew it. A nice, friendly mouse. And maybe that's why I didn't have an answer for Jerry with a J. Except to deny that I was anything like a mouse. No wonder he said nothing. But then, maybe to disprove him, or maybe because he had annoyed me, I heard myself beginning to ask him some very un-mouse-like questions.
And why are you here, seeing as how you asked me?
Yes, that's a fair question. Well, like you, my life is changing too. A business change for me. Coming from a big business success and a mining venture in South Africa to something riskier in Brazil, which, if it fails, could bury me alive financially, personally, every way. It's a huge risk. And I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Maybe like all of us here.
Maybe. But that's life. It's about risks. It's about good fortune and failure. And it's about searching. Especially our search for... well, for that mysterious thing that makes us contented.
Yes. So you picked coming here because...
well, don't laugh. Because I believe in fate. I heard of here and I knew I had to come and I don't know why. Okay. There's a song I've always loved before your time called Around the World, I Searched for You. Not you, just the words of the song.
It's all right, I know the song.
Right, so there's that. But also, I must admit that I didn't get success without walking over a few people, making the hard decisions, taking no nonsense. And sometimes that makes for a lot of noise in my head. And I knew that this place would be peaceful.
And have you found peace?
Well, like in the song, I'm still searching, Greta. But one thing is certain. I found you.
Excuse me, I brought you over a magazine.
A magazine? Why?
Just to help you pass the time, until your friend comes.
Oh, very kind of you, but...
and I just need to reset the table for whatever you decide. Afternoon tea is now over.
Oh, sorry.
Not at all, you're grand. And a new menu for you. And when you decide, you know where I am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all, madam. In your own time.
God, I really must look like a right idiot for her to bring me a magazine. Now they're starting to pity me. And I'm not going to look over at Barbara. I know what she's thinking. But it was nice thinking of that night. And him saying about searching for something, and it wasn't a waste of time because he'd met me. And next morning, on the boat back to the land, it was only 10 or 15 minutes, but it was nice. The two of us, sitting together, the spray hitting us. And then his typical comment, but this time I could see his smiling eyes.
So will you have that turkey sandwich now?
No. We're still fasting until midnight. 14 more hours.
Oh, of course. Then a long bus trip to Dublin for you on an empty stomach.
I'll sleep. And you're driving on your empty stomach?
Yes. If the car has survived a 3-day parking wait, and then on to Limerick.
Then South America next week.
That's it. From Shannon.
Good luck with all that.
Thanks, Greta. And good luck to you and Declan.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll be very happy.
And I think that was all we'd said on the boat. And he said nothing more until he was walking me to where my bus was waiting. Then suddenly, as if I'd put a coin into a slot, he was all talk. All suggestions, all plans. All at the last minute. As if his whole time in Loch Derg had been spent working out his speech. And it all came just as we were getting close to the bus and everybody about to get on.
So, here we are, Greta. Time to say goodbye. So, you for your bus, me for my car.
Yes, this is it. But it was lovely to meet you and to...
And we won't exchange phone numbers or addresses or workplaces or anything.
No.
Or even surnames. We don't even know those, do we?
That's true, we don't.
Everyone for Dublin now, please all get on board.
I better get on.
Yes, we just know each other's first names. Greta and Jerry.
Yes, with a J.
Exactly, but listen, here's an idea. Why don't we arrange to meet again sometime?
Meet again? But you're off to South America and I'm...
I know, getting married and living God knows where. No, I don't mean to meet soon. I mean, in a few years...
Few years.
Is that everyone for Dublin, yes?
No, me, I'm for Dublin.
We're leaving now, miss.
Just a minute, driver, please.
I'm on a timetable, sir. I'll have to go.
It's all right, I'm coming.
Greta, I mean, maybe meet in 10 years.
10 years?
You'll be 35 then.
Excuse me, sir, if she's not on the bus.
It's all right, she will be. She will be, 20 seconds.
I really better...
Greta, you'll be 35, I'll be 50. And if we met on this very day, today's date, in 10 years' time, say, in the Gresham Hotel in Dublin.
But for what?
Let's say afternoon tea, maybe around 4 o'clock, just to meet and see how we got on in life, if all our searching was worthwhile, if all we searched for here happened. What do you think? Say yes, Greta, please, say yes.
Oh, I don't know. I can't even remember all you just said.
Listen, get the Evening Herald tomorrow, the personal column. I'll leave a message, a confirmation there.
Right, that's it. The Dublin bus is leaving. Doors will be closing as soon as I sit behind the wheel.
No, please, wait.
Greta, will you get the paper and will you be there?
I don't know. Driver, I'm coming. Oh, goodbye, Jerry.
No time for hope, sir. We're leaving now.
Okay, okay. Goodbye, Greta. If you're not there... I'll still be there.
Bye, Jerry. I enjoyed meeting you.
Get the Evening Herald.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jerry.
I'll be at the Gresham, Greta. Will you?
Excuse me, I think I gave you last month's magazine.
What?
The magazine I gave you, is it last month's?
Oh, I hadn't looked, really.
Well, here's this month's for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
No problem. And just to say that now, after 6, we also serve dinner in Toddy's restaurant, just over there.
Oh, I'm sure I won't be.
No, just so you know.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Before long, she'll be offering me the breakfast menu. What time is it? God, 6:30. Why am I still here? Well, I have to say one thing for him, because he really did keep his promise. He really did have it in the Herald. The same words he called to me as I climbed onto the bus that morning. I'll be there at the Gresham, Greta. Will you? And after it, Jerry with a J. And the word love. before Jerry with a J. That was a surprise. A shock. No, a surprise because I never suspected. Well, maybe I did. No, I didn't. Not that word, anyway. But for God's sake, all that was 10 years ago. Get a grip, Greta. He's not coming. Not delayed or lost or anything, just not coming. Within days, hours of me leaving him, he forgot all about me. What's that? That's my mobile. My bag. Where's my bag? Oh, here. Oh, God. It must be him. It's him for sure. He's delayed. I bet he's delayed. Oh, quick. I should have worn my glasses. Hello? Hello?
How long more are we going to sit here? You must be the talk of the Gresham by now.
Barbara, is that you? Jesus, it is you. I'm looking at you.
Well, you told me not to go over to your table in case he...
Yes. So what do you want? Why are you ringing me? I thought that...
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that you thought it was him ringing.
What? No, of course I didn't.
Oh, my God, you did. Look at the colour of your face.
Will you stop staring at me? And why would I think it was him? How would he know my number? How would he even know I have a phone? I'm not a fool, Barbara.
Well, Greta, you're acting like one. And why are we still here when you know?
Well, I know why I'm still here.
Greta, he's not coming. I know it, you know it. The whole staff of the Gresham knows it.
I think he's here.
The whole staff, and yet you insist on sitting there, wishing that something that happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Greta.
Barbara, stop. I think it's him.
What did you say?
Oh, my God.
Greta, why are you looking like... What did you say?
I'm ringing off, Barbara. And don't you move. But I think that's him. That man who...
What man? Which one? The one that just came in with the two plastic bags and the walking stick?
No, the one walking slowly around and looking caught open.
Him? Oh, my God. Wow. Are you sure?
No, but I think he nearly looked past me.
Well, don't you say anything in case it's not him.
He's coming over. Don't come near me, Barbara. Stay where you are.
But supposing...
Goodbye.
Excuse me, don't let me disturb you.
Pardon me?
This may seem strange, but I was hoping to meet someone here. You're not Greta, are you? My apologies if you're not.
And are you Jerry? With a J?
Greta, it is you. Oh, my God. Oh, I apologize for being so late.
No, I'm not long here myself. Well, I mean, I did come when...
But you are here. That's wonderful.
Yes, I remembered.
10 years ago, and you remembered.
And so did you.
I did, because I never forgot. You're not here with anyone, are you?
Me? No. Are you here with someone?
Oh, no. Just me.
And just me?
No, not just you. You are everything in this moment. Oh. I should sit. And apologies again. I'd have been here 2 hours ago, but my flight was diverted.
From South America?
Where? Oh, no. I haven't been in South America for years.
But you were going there from Loch Derg when...
Oh, that was a long time ago. No, my flight yesterday was from Singapore and we hit an electric storm and...
Singapore?
Of course, you never knew I went there. A lot of other places and experiences, too. Oh, Greta. We have so much to catch up on. Lifetimes to catch up on.
Well, to be honest, I don't have much...
I do not believe that. But I cannot believe I've found you again. I didn't think we'd ever really... And you haven't changed, not at all.
Oh, of course I have.
Yes, you're right, you have. You now look so much better than you did when we last met.
Well, I'd hope I'd look better than when I was unwashed and starving and sleep.
And you look younger. You simply do look younger and more full of life. And I'm wondering if, in your life since we parted, that you...
Excuse me, will you be ordering from the main menu?
Oh, sorry. Hello again. This is my friend who has now arrived.
Oh, that's grand.
This is Jerry. And Jerry, this is our waitress who has been looking after me with magazines and...
While waiting for me, I hold my hands up.
It was no trouble. So, would you like to order now?
Oh, yes, please. For me, maybe just a pot of tea and...
Just tea? Greta? But shouldn't we be having afternoon tea? Wasn't that the...
Except it isn't afternoon anymore and...
I'm very sorry, sir. Afternoon tea is only served here until 6 o'clock and then we have this menu.
Of course. We understand.
Oh, but wait a minute. Isn't it only a case of you resetting the table? Because I'm sure...
I'm very sorry, sir, but...
Yes, it's all right. We understand. And we'll just maybe have tea for two and...
No, hold on. The thing is, miss... what's your name, please?
Dorothy. It's on my badge, sir.
Dorothy, yes, I see it now. Well, Dorothy, the thing is that today, 10 years ago, we arranged to meet here for afternoon tea at 4.
It's all right, Jerry.
No, Greta, all I'm asking is if Dorothy can arrange for afternoon tea for us, and if not, can she ask her manager or whoever if this is possible? Just once. Because of our 10-year-old arrangement, and surely we can have afternoon tea less than an hour late.
Jerry.
As I'm sure they still have the cakes and the sandwiches and everything out there. That's all I'm asking. So, Dorothy, could you take care of that, or could you ask your manager for that? Is that possible?
Of course, sir. One moment.
Many thanks.
Oh, I don't think there was any need.
Greta, there's never any harm to just ask. If they can't do it, then they can't. But let's see.
But if they agree, she will have to reset the table.
Yes. And that's her job. That's what she does. And she will get a very generous tip from me for her trouble, and she will be delighted that she had to do it. All right? Greta, all right?
Yes, I suppose so.
And, strangely, just before she came over, I was about to say to you that I always wondered if in your life you had learned to fight your corner, to stand up for yourself, to assert yourself. Remember, in Loch Derg, when I told you?
Yes, of course, I remember.
But now, from what just happened here with Dorothy, I don't think you ever did learn.
Well, I think I did, but with her,
but you know what, Greta? It doesn't matter. Because, and this is something I also learned in life, that we are what we are. We don't change.
No, honestly, I can stand up for myself.
No, you can't, but it's all okay. And I should never even have suggested that you changed, because you're wonderful just as you are. And there are so many things that you taught me in our few hours together.
Really?
Oh, yes. Your gentleness, your acceptance, your sense of peace and compassion, they all shone through you then. And I know I should have learned from you, and I often have tried, but unfortunately...
I don't think I have any of those qualities.
That's the point. You have them, but you don't think that you have them. And there's your humility. And that's another of your virtues that I should have learned. Greta, you offered me so much that I could have benefited from in Loch Derg, but I didn't.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, Dorothy.
I have spoken with our manager, and he agrees that because the lady has been waiting for so long, and because you both have a 10-year appointment at the Gresham, that we are happy to offer you afternoon tea.
Oh, excellent. And we are much obliged.
Our pleasure. And I will reset the table now. And I have your 2 afternoon tea menus.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, very grateful. 10 years since we last saw each other, Dorothy. In Loch Derg, actually. Do you know it? Loch Derg?
I don't think so.
It's also called St. Patrick's Purgatory.
It's the pilgrimage place.
Oh, where you're starved and forced to stay awake all night.
That's the one. That's where we met.
Really?
Have you ever been there?
Me? No. But my granny went once. She said never again.
Yes, it's not easy, but it can change your life.
Oh, good. Now, I'll get your selection of sandwiches, scones and cakes.
Excellent. Isn't this nice now, Greta? Our afternoon tea. And I must ask, did you ever see what I put in the Evening Herald all those years ago?
I did, of course.
I often wondered. And I expect you married. Wasn't his name Declan?
Yes, we married the same year, just as planned.
And children?
One boy, now 8.
That's great.
We called him Sam. Sam with an S.
Got it.
And you? Did you marry or...?
I did a lot of things, Greta. And one of them was almost getting married. But no regrets. None at all.
Well, that's important.
Exactly. And there were a lot of other things that didn't happen for me, but a lot that did. Some great successes, especially after South America, in Southeast Asia, financial ventures that really worked out and, may I add, made me a wealthy man.
Oh, that's great for you.
Yes. And in all the swings in my life's fortunes, in my sometimes topsy-turvy world, there was always you.
Me?
All right. All right, I shouldn't have said that. You were married, settled wonderfully, the same as ever. But your gentle spirit, your optimism, intrepidation, all that I should ever have been was there in you. And those thoughts stayed within me whenever I...
Here we are, sir, madam.
Ah, here comes our food. Our afternoon tea 10 years later.
Oh, my God, look at those cakes.
Yes. Your tiered selection of sandwiches on this layer, cakes and scones here, and sweet cake and treats on the top. We suggest you start at the bottom and work up. And tea. Anything else?
No. These look lovely.
Looks great.
Well, enjoy.
Lovely.
Now, I'll pour.
Oh, many thanks.
And sugar?
Not for me. But milk, please. Not like the black tea in Loch Derg.
Oh, yes. And milk for me.
And no sugar?
No, no. Now, these look delicious.
They do. So let's eat. So, just to finish...
I was just wondering what you... Oh, sorry. You.
No, no, you.
No, honestly, you.
Well, I was just going to finish what I was saying when...
When our afternoon tea arrived.
Exactly, but maybe I was speaking out of turn.
No, no.
Well, I think I honestly was. You are married, settled, happy and secure. No doubt a great wife to Declan and a beautiful young mother.
Not so beautiful anymore.
Yes, beautiful, Greta. And I am truly delighted for all that has happened to you since Loch Derg.
And I am delighted to hear all the good things that have happened to you.
Yes. And they have been good. They have been great and have allowed me to have or to be able to get anything I want. And yet there is a, what will I call it, an emptiness. And there was a time that I did have an opportunity, but I let it pass. And now there's not a day that goes by that... Greta, do you remember what I said about the song, Around the World, I Searched for You?
You know, I heard that song some months ago, and I immediately...
That song speaks to me. Always has. Says all I want to say. And I really should not be saying any of this to you now.
No, no, it's all right.
No, no, it's all wrong, and I should stop. My God, is that a turkey sandwich I see before me?
A turkey sandwich? Really, is it?
I think it is. And if it isn't, we'll say it is. Turkey sandwiches brought us together, and now together again, if only for a while.
Yes. And maybe this time they are real, not like your imaginary ones.
True. And it's lovely.
Leave space for the cakes later.
I will. We must pace ourselves. And relish the food and the mood.
Yes. And just to say, in spite of all the lovely things you've said about me...
And all true.
My life really hasn't all been great.
Ah, humble as ever.
No, I mean it. You're right about our son, Sam. He is the light of my life. And if we don't have much material things in this world, and we don't, without him, my life would be very empty indeed.
Empty? But there's Declan.
Well, let's not spoil our afternoon tea, but Declan and I didn't last.
Didn't last? You mean?
Yes. Well, it lasted 4 years, almost to the day we married.
Oh, God.
Please, don't stop eating. I shouldn't have said.
No, but I'm so sorry to hear that. I dare not ask what went wrong, but I cannot imagine what. Well,
you may ask, but... Simply, within 12 months, we knew it was not good. And then we hoped that Sam arriving would save us, but amazingly, that made Declan worse.
Worse? Worse in what way? I know I shouldn't ask such...
Well, he was, as I think I said, a great teacher and a good provider.
Yes, yes.
But he was also a very strong personality, and he was forceful and unpredictable. And he could be violent.
Violent? You mean...
Yes. And often.
But you also said that he was a poet. A sensitive poet.
Yes, with a quick creative temper.
Oh, Greta, I can't believe this happened to you. You of all people, the gentlest, most conciliatory. You who never stood up for yourself, who gives in every time. Was your life hell?
At times, yes. At times, not so. But actually, whenever times got really bad, I often thought of you.
Of me? Did you? Oh, Greta, my poor darling.
Well, I used to remember your words, even your voice, as you advised me how to live my life.
Yes, and I meant every word I said.
And although I know what you thought of me, as easy and weak and...
No, no, no.
But I remembered your words. And that's when I did fight back. And that's why, when I could take no more, I did what I did.
Did you? You left him. You'd had enough and you walked out shouting back, enough is enough, I'm gone. And you slammed the door for the last time. Well, good on you.
No, it was more that it was in our kitchen and he was in front of me and I knew he was about to hit me again and maybe harder this time and maybe without stopping this time. And there was this long kitchen knife that was close to me.
What?
And as I saw him closing his fists, I picked it up and then everything went black and wild and dizzy and spinning around and the shouting and feeling the struggling and his big hands and his anger and me screaming and him shouting louder. And then there was him falling and then nothing at all. And I remember the words that the judge said. And then the worm turned. And that was me. The worm. But not a worm anymore. And not the mouse anymore, either.
You said the judge. You mean you...
Yes. Declan was gone. Thank God Sam was upstairs in bed. He was two at the time. Even now, it's not easy for him, but he's a great chap.
But you... killed Declan?
Yes. I could take no more. I had to stand up for myself.
Well, yes, but there are easier ways.
Oh, one day he would have killed me. I'm sure of it. You've stopped eating.
Wait a minute. Okay. I get it. A nice try. But I think you've gone just a little too far with this fanciful story, Greta. And I know exactly what this is. This is the reverse of us in Loch Derg, isn't it?
No.
Yes, yes. In Loch Derg, I fooled you with the turkey sandwich and now you fell for it. And now here you are getting your own back on me by saying you committed murder.
Well, no. It was brought down to manslaughter.
Well, okay. Manslaughter, murder, whatever you want to call it.
No, this is true.
Oh, I remember you. You've never forgiven me for that turkey sandwich. Were you joking, Loch Derg?
No, seriously. I got 6 years in jail.
Jail? You?
Yes, me. The real me.
No, Greta. The problem with what you are trying is, for it to work, your story has to be at least half plausible like mine was.
You don't have to believe me, Jerry.
Well, I don't. And I am going to move on to these scones and some raspberry jam.
All right. I did try to tell you.
You did, and for a while it worked. But here's another flaw you haven't thought of. If you were married for 4 years and then had a trial for murder and then get 6 years, shouldn't you still be in jail?
Yes, but...
But you forgot that, Greta. You can't fool old Jerry with a J, but good try.
But officially, I am in jail.
Right, okay. You're still in jail in the Gresham Hotel. Great.
No, I'm nearly at the end of my sentence. I can apply for pre-release trips out, and I applied for this years ago because I wanted to see you.
And after our cakes and sandwiches, you're going back to jail, are you?
Yes, exactly.
Good one, Greta. But I don't and never did believe you, and not like you believed about the turkey sandwich.
All right. You asked me when we met if I'm here on my own, but I'm not. I have a prison officer from Doka's prison here with me.
Oh, right. Under the table, is he?
Oh, she's a she. And she's that lady right over there drinking tea and looking bored. That's her.
Okay. But shouldn't she have a uniform on?
Of course not. This is my private visit.
Of course. So that woman is keeping an eye on you, is she?
She is. Wait, I'll call her on my mobile.
Call her. Yeah, sure. Call her. Let's see her answer her mobile when you ring it. You have her number, do you?
Yes.
Oh. I am enjoying this, Greta. I saw some spark of this humour in Loch Derg, and it's lovely. So, call her while I move on to the cream cakes.
Okay. 7-4-2.
And we'll see if her phone rings.
It's ringing. See? She's digging for it in her bag. You hear it?
Good God, so she is.
Are you watching?
Wait a minute. I have it. You knew her all the time. She's just a friend of yours who's...
Hello?
Ah, Barbara, hi.
Greta, don't you hi me. What's going on? You've now ordered afternoon tea while I'm sitting here like a spare.
Barbara.
Or have you forgotten that this was to be short? We both presumed he'd be here and gone in 2 hours.
Barbara.
No, Greta, just tell me, are we ready to go? Are we?
Just listen for one moment, Barbara. This is Jerry beside me. Can you wave to him? Or will you give him a little wave? He's looking at you. Please.
What?
Please, Barbara.
I like this. My guess is that she's your sister, is she? Okay. Hi, Barbara. Nice smile. Nice wave.
Greta, are you drinking or something? Why am I doing this? Are we going or not? Your 4 hours are nearly up and I'm stuffed with food here.
You're going to tell her to be a prison officer?
No, Jerry. Barbara, I've told Jerry all about me. All about me.
and also who you are.
What?
Yes, Barbara. I know it all.
And now, Barbara, I'm going to ask him to go over to you and you can confirm it.
What? No, Greta, I am not doing that.
Just briefly, Barbara, please. And show him your ID.
No, no way. Absolutely no way.
Just for me. Please, just this once, Barbara.
Is he threatening you, Greta?
No. As you can see, he's eating cakes.
Tell your sis I'll bring her over one if she likes.
And what am I to tell him?
Just confirm what I did and where I now live and show him that ID. That's all.
Are you sure about this?
This is better than our Loch Derg meeting, Greta. I love it.
Yes, Barbara, I'm sure. And thanks. Bye for now.
Am I going over to her? Are you coming too?
No, I'll wait here until you come back.
You have been planning this joke on me a long time, haven't you? And I love it. Okay, let's see how good she is. I'm playing along, never want to spoil the fun.
Good. Well, she's waiting.
And I'm on my way. Don't go. And don't eat all the cakes.
I won't. Her name is Barbara.
Got that. This will be good.
He's so confident. It's wonderful. More than I'd ever be. Now shaking hands with Barbara. And she's smiling. Bet he gets all the girls to smile like that. Now laughing with her. Have I ever seen her laugh like that before? Don't think so. But he is still so handsome. Or maybe that's just the suntan. Now they're talking. Ah, smiles over to me. Heads closer together. What is she saying now? Oh, God. Whatever it is that made him look over at me. Will I smile? No, better not. He's not smiling. Barbara's still talking. What is she saying? Now what's that paper she's showing him? He's nodding. And now she's taking out her photo ID card. Is she going to pin it on her jacket? No. Oh, he only half looked at it. And she's putting it away. He's standing. What's he saying to her? Oh God, he's coming back. Barbara nodding towards me, giving me the thumbs up. Thumbs up? What's that supposed to mean? Oh, here he comes. Welcome back, Jerry. Two little cakes left here. I'll have one if you have the other.
What?
The cakes. Only two left.
No, no, it's all right. I've had enough. Thanks.
I won't eat two. Maybe just one. Well, I was telling the truth, wasn't I? Unlike your turkey sandwich.
Seven times, Greta.
Pardon?
You knifed him seven times, she said.
Oh, Barbara. Yeah. But it was a long time ago.
The 12-inch kitchen knife.
Oh, she gave you that detail too, did she?
Seven times. Why, Greta? Why?
Why? Well, as I said, because he'd been violent for years and...
No. Why did you tell me all this? And why now?
Oh. Well, that's a good question. And I thought long and hard about that. I've had so much time to think, Jerry. But years ago, I decided that when we met, if you turned up, and you did, and I was always going to be here, because...
But why tell me? And now, just when I was...
Well, because... Okay, because I know you liked me. Maybe even loved me. I don't know why, but if you turned up today, it would prove that you did like me or love me. And if you did, I wanted to be honest with you today because of how I feel about you. And I wanted you to know who you were liking or loving. And that's who I am. Not like in Loch Derg, not a mouse and not a worm, but as I am now. So I told you. And now I think you probably hate me.
No, I mean... I don't know what to think, or what you want me to think.
Well, I think you should have one of those lovely cakes.
No, I'm finished eating.
All right. Then I think I should go.
No.
I only have a 4-hour pass.
Yes, I know. Barbara showed me your temporary release.
Yes.
And don't worry who's paying for this.
No, I am. No dispute about that.
It's already paid. Barbara just settled with the waitress for us.
What?
If you like, you can just leave her the tip you promised.
What?
For her setting up afternoon tea.
Oh, yes. I will.
And I'll be on my way with Barbara.
Greta, wait. Please wait. We can't part like this. This is so sudden for me, and...
You're right. We shouldn't part like this. But why don't we arrange to meet again in, say, 4 months, when I'll be released for good?
Good God, it's so unbelievable to hear you talking like that. And to think that you're now going back to...
So maybe in 4 months exactly, on today's date, here, for afternoon tea at 4 o'clock?
What? Well, yes, okay. But I'm flying out to Hong Kong and Singapore on Friday.
Will you be there for longer than 4 months?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how long I'd...
I'll tell you what. Get the Evening Herald tomorrow. I'll leave a note in the personal column. It'll just say that I'll be here.
Of course.
Yes, but this time it's a shorter time. 4 months, not 10 years. But on this date, here at 4. Now look, Barbara's on her feet, so time to get to mine.
Oh, yes, yeah, right. And yes, I'll be here 4 months at 4 o'clock on this very date, here.
That'd be nice. Goodbye, Jerry. And thanks for coming.
There's so much I wanted to say. I still want to say it. I wanted to say all of it, but...
Right, Greta?
Yep, coming, Barbara. Jerry, don't worry. You can say it all here when we meet again.
Yes, I will. I will.
Goodbye, Jerry, with a J.
Goodbye, Greta.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Barbara. Greta. Please, Greta, can we just... Greta.
Let's just keep walking, Barbara. Don't look back.
Of course. Are you all right?
Yep.
And we haven't far to go. I was in touch with our transport and they are parked out here somewhere. Oh, there they are. Just down a little. Sorry it's the van and not an unmarked Garda car.
It's all right. And thanks. Barbara, don't look back, please.
It was just a quick glance. It's all right, he's not following. So may I ask, is it all over?
Maybe. Maybe not. We're planning to meet again in 4 months, back at the Gresham.
Perfect. You'll be out then. And will you turn up for that?
Of course I will.
But will he?
Probably not. But I think somehow that he might.
Around the world, I've searched for you. I travel on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you'd look at me and I would see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down.